head coach Dave DiGregorio of the North Allegheny Tigers. And, coach, we described it as a thriller at the end. And,
man,
my goodness, what a game. Great game. Just talk about the game itself. I mean, the effort on both sides, fantastic.
I thought it was a well-played high school basketball game, you know. It was funny. I think we went down by maybe 9 or 10. The third quarter, for whatever reason, just transition defense, we weren't getting back and they were scoring layups. And I thought we took some tougher shots in the third quarter and with the unbalanced, and then they got some runouts on us, and I thought we cleaned that up the fourth quarter. Just as we're talking, I'm just thinking about certain kids. I mean, Sestili has to be so tired. I mean, he's had a bad foot. He's just coming back, and I bet he played 28 of the 32 minutes, you know. But I thought, you know, different guys stepped up in different situations. You know, Ray Sandher had some big defensive rebounds in the fourth quarter. Curtis did a great job getting to the rim. I think he had 7 assists tonight. How about, you know, Isaiah bangs down a 3 to, you know, to win the game pretty much. And, you know, it was an interesting game.
The game-winning shot, Isaiah Zeiss, as you mentioned, hit the 3-pointer to put the Tigers ahead 71-69. What were you looking for on that offensive set?
We ran a Keegan rejected a ball screen. Then we were going to in-screen Curtis for that catch and then get him a second ball screen from Sestili to hit on the screen and roll. Curtis rejected the ball screen, went baseline, and when he did, he collapsed the defense and found Isaiah on the weak side. So,
other end of the floor, defensively, in the last seconds of the game, what was your objective defensively there?
You know, it's Petcash. Petcash, I don't know what he scored tonight, but I thought we did a really good job on him. We tried to keep the ball out of his hands as much as he could, so when he gave it up, you know, just keep it out of his hands. Hopefully, you know, Phil doesn't get a deep catch in the post, which they're running that baseline flex screen and then sealing him, and they got us on that a couple times. You know, but they're so, I mean, all 5 of those guys are back from last year. You know, we got a completely different team. So for these kids to step up and get their own identity a little bit was pretty special.
Looking at what your program has done over the years, 20 wins or more, 5 of the last 6 seasons. Who knows what this season brings, but just how proud are you of what this program has accomplished in recent years and hopefully what it can do this year?
Yeah, I'm a program guy. You know, I still talk to my guys. They talk about coming back over the holidays to visit. I'm more proud of that than anything is, you know, the program as a whole being as strong as it is. It's not like we have, you know, ups, downs, peaks, and valleys. You know, this is a younger team than we've had in a while, but I think that there's a tradition now that is pretty strong, and I love it. I think kids really, you know, take pride in putting the jersey on and representing the school, the kids who played before them, and I get excited about it.
Last question, then I'll let you go. This Section 3, always a tough one over the years, and the Tigers have done very well in it despite that fact. But what are you looking from out of Section 3 this season?
I think the bottom is much better this year. So I think it's come up towards the middle. I don't know, you know, about all the teams yet, just like us. I don't know about us yet, you know, how we react to this, you know, this win. But we'll see. You know, but the team, you know, so I think it's gonna, you know, Butler's very good. If the Seneca's got a good record. Central starting off really hot. So the section itself is really good. To get this win against, I think that they're the best team in the section. To get that win is big for us at home.
I'll add one more question to you. Rick and I were talking about this in the final minute of the game, that whoever was going to win this one, it obviously doesn't hand anyone a section title, but it's a big statement game early. You know, what does this do confidence-wise for your group, this victory tonight?
Well, I hope it gives them confidence, you know, individually and from a team standpoint, because, you know, I think some guys stepped up and made some shots. That we have a lot of kids that are really inexperienced. I mean, Curtis probably averaged about 12, 13 minutes, and Keegan was a starter. And, you know, Sestili played, but really he's got three guys back that Leonard last year, and everybody else he's got to, you know, it's not easy. You know, Ray Sanders making some shots. Tough situation to make shots. And he's doing it, you know, and he did it, and he wanted the ball. You know, he's a tough kid. You know, and other guys, I think, you know, Devin Blumling hit a couple of, you know, what we call drag threes you know, without thinking about it. For him, that's tremendous. You know, and these demands are coming off. And, you know, so guys that haven't experienced it before are starting to experience it. It's good to see.
Well, Coach, I'll let you go and enjoy this victory. Coach,
hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it, sir.
All right. We appreciate it as well. So that is Coach Dave DeGregorio, the North Allegheny Tigers.